ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
People in the bush are known for their resilience in tough times. But that determination to push through can have its downsides, especially when the struggles threaten to overwhelm you. Hello, I'm Callie Buchanan. If the thought of sharing your troubles terrifies you, there's one Queensland farmer doing her part to make it a touch easier for you. Annie Henwood was diagnosed with several mental health conditions in her youth, and after seeking help when she was 22, she launched a podcast to encourage others to share their stories. 3 years on, Pieces of the Mind has featured everyone from farmers and doctors to sports stars and media personalities. She tells Brandon Long she hopes her experience with mental illness will help others live better in the bush.
Hello and welcome to Pieces of the Mind Season 2. I am your host, Annie Henwood. How wonderful to have you join in and be a part of the movement for mental health across Australia.
It is quite a heavy topic. I do feel as though it's been a massive learning curve in the past 3 years, and speaking to the different guests and what they have to offer and their life experience, it's been a real eye-opener, and I do feel as though I've gained quite a wide range of insights into different topics, and it's been quite a humbling experience along the way.
Let's hear a little bit about yourself. So you were born onto a cotton farming operation and went off to boarding school like a lot of people on the land do.
I graduated year 12 and then I moved to Cloncurry for 2 years, where I worked for a wonderful family on their property, just doing cattle work and learning about the animals and creating quite an appreciation for horses on the land and the people out there, and seeing how hard they all work. That was quite a wonderful 2 years, and I found that extremely hard to leave, but I felt as though I wanted to complete my nursing studies. I did that for 2 years, and then along the way, while I was studying nursing, my mental health declined, and I realised the drinking culture around studies and universities, I think just that young kind of vibe, it just wasn't helping me. So I felt as though I just needed to move away and just gain some help with my mental state. And I was struggling with a few different things, such as depression and anxiety and an eating disorder at the time. So I did just move away, and I learnt all of these skills, and that is where I went and started the podcast, Pieces of the Mind, and I was thoroughly enjoying learning about mental health as a whole. So then I changed from a Bachelor of Nursing to a Bachelor of Counselling.
So do you mind telling us a little bit about Xander and how you came to lose your husband and father of your daughters, Julie?
Yeah, Annie, I'm happy to talk to you about this, because it is a tricky situation and not easy for people to ask about in general. So,
what made you go, hang on a sec, maybe I want to do a bit more of this and shine a bit more of a light on it and do this podcast?
Being a country girl, you have these conversations with people out in the bush, and people are often quite willing to talk and offer help to others, but you can see those ones that are struggling and aren't as comfortable opening up and speaking to others. So I did just learn all of these skills from these places that I had been to. And I thought, well, there is a massive calling in the rural setting, because we can be quite isolated out there. So I felt as though a platform such as a podcast is a good way to get the conversation out and about and rolling, and people can listen to that in their own time, whether they're running, walking on a tractor, in a ute, whatever it may be, gardening, and nobody has to know about that. And if they can grasp onto little bits of information that might help them along the way? Well, the conversations out there.
What are you finding by talking to people? Is there a difference between age groups, genders, things like that?
I do believe there's been a shift for the better. There's more conversations in the media about mental health as a whole, more awareness around it. And I think seeing this on our TVs and hearing it on radios and podcasts, people do feel more comfortable whether they are willing to open up about themselves or help those that they may think that are struggling, just having that conversation. There's still a stigma around it, but I do believe it is getting better. But back in the day, men have always been told to be, you know, this macho man, you know, be strong, be... And I do think there still is quite a bit of that out and about in the rural settings, but not to say everybody's like that. And for younger people, well, there's more awareness. I did work in the boarding school at St Hilda's as a house mother, and there's quite a lot of conversation going on around mental health, and especially with the whole social media and whatnot. I think it's very important that these teachers and carers do open up the conversation and raise awareness around it.
And you mentioned earlier drinking culture at university. You know, with the advent of non-alcoholic drinks, do you think, you know, people are starting to warm up to that idea and maybe they can go to the pub without having to drink?
I do see that people tend to have soda waters and whatnot instead of having alcoholic beverages, but the drinking culture can be dangerous in both the city settings and rural settings. But as you said, it is our point of contact and that's what we like to do. Everybody works quite hard on the land and it's their way of sort of letting their hair down. But it can be a band-aid effect as well, which that can then turn quite toxic for some people, which is quite alarming. And people do that in different manners as well. That can be isolating themselves, that can be just overworking, working too hard, and then that leads to burnout. But the drinking culture, I think it's up to any individual that, like, if they realise they're relying on alcohol too much, well, maybe they just need to take a step back from that, and because that then leads to poor mental health, doesn't it?
You know, family can be challenging at times, you know, friendships, you know, social media. So there's a lot to navigate for not just us older ones, but the younger ones coming through as well. But that's something to, definitely keep an eye out for.
Definitely. I'm still navigating my life at the moment too, Darius. I think I'll always be navigating it.
I think we all are. That's you know, no one's perfect. I'm not on here now saying that I've got everything down pat and I'm perfect. I definitely have my day.
You've said that you sought help at places like the Gold Coast and Byron Bay. Is that another problem, is that people need to drive hundreds of kilometres to access these facilities?
Being in rural settings, we don't have the numbers of psychologists and counsellors compared to cities. That wasn't an issue for me. There were quite a number of excellent psychologists and stuff in town, but I think I was in the early stages of just wanting to sort of go away and not have anybody know about this, and so I fell into that trap as well, sort of just not wanting to people to know about it. So there definitely is lots of help out there, but being isolated, I live out at Bolin most of the time now, and like I could not see myself travelling weekly to a psychologist just because you are so busy and just don't have the time. But I think COVID has done wonders in regards to making Zoom calls available for people and having conversations when struggling. So that's been a real win for people in the bush as well.
As you said, you wanted to go to a place where not too many people knew what you were doing, and now it's all out there in the open. So what do you feel about all of that?
I guess it's just humbling, because I most definitely do not do it for self-recognition, but it's been a hit, definitely, the podcast, and it's better than I could have ever imagined. Like, the response to the podcast has just been phenomenal, and the people that have helped me along the way and supported me, and that's been quite tremendous as well. But I guess just getting those conversations out and about, and friends and family speaking to you and opening up, and the people that you would never even realise or think that they would open up have done so just because of the work that I do around mental health.
That's almost a domino effect, you know, you open up, then someone else does and someone else does. And
absolutely.
And it just happens like that. And family and friends think, what do they think about all the things you're doing?
Mum and Dad are quite proud, and my brothers as well. I'm not too sure about some of my really good friends sort of don't say too much about it, but others do. People are very supportive, and especially people that have struggled with their mental health. They are extremely appreciative of these guests coming onto the podcast and opening up, because they've felt what it is like to actually struggle, and struggling with mental health, it's an extremely dark place, and I don't like the thought of people having to struggle alone, so that's why I just keep pushing this podcast.
I mean, there wouldn't be too many reasons why, like, a city kid from the suburbs of Sydney would become best mates with a cowboy from Longreach. I don't know if you like the term cowboy, do you?
It's fine.
But, yeah, not too many reasons why we would have either crossed paths or became mates. But, yeah, thankfully a common sense of humour, love of Jim Carrey, and just about anything funny just bonded
us. Yeah. And you kicked it off. I was reading something on your website about Dumb and Dumber. You kicked it off
fans.
With the reciting that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, love it.
That's, we consider that to be us.
Oh.
We consider
us travelling through our journey
us,
together.
Harry and Lloyd.
Just no f***ing idea, but we're heading somewhere. We're having fun doing it.
That's a good attitude anyway. That's a good attitude.
You've spoken to people like Libby Trickett and
Darius Boyd.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so how do you get those kind of people on the pod, and was it quite surprising that they were joining you?
It was. It was a very exciting moment. Darius Boyd, I remember when I was a little girl, we would watch Australian Story, and I remember watching him and his story, and he just opened up about his struggles and whatnot, and him talking about how supportive Wayne Bennett was throughout his time where he was struggling. And I always had that in the back of my mind that I would love to get him on, because he's quite a positive person. And I think it's really important when you're having these conversations around mental health that you need to realise, you know, there's success after you do feel like you've hit rock bottom. It's actually quite a pivotal moment for some people. So I just always wanted him to come onto the podcast, and I met him in Gundawindi. He did a night where he spoke at the Gundawindi cinemas, and I just met him and asked him would he come on the podcast, and he said absolutely. So that was wonderful. And Libby Trickett, well, I reached out to her on Instagram, actually, and she responded, and I told her what work I do in the mental health setting, and she said, Annie, definitely I would love to come on, just make a time, and I'll be there.
What do you see yourself doing next?
That is a very good question, Brandon. I can never see myself leaving the farm at all. I definitely feel as though that's a part of me. I've moved away for a few years and I always end up back there, and that is my happy place. I'm a farm girl at heart, so definitely be based there, but I would love to work out a way to get into radio or public speaking. That would be the ultimate goal.
Thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of Pieces of the Mind. I thought I would just leave you with a quote. It reads, I don't think life should be taken too seriously. Take it too seriously and it'll get you. And that it will. Thank you again, and I will be talking to you.
Mental health advocate and podcaster Annie Henwood. If you or someone you know needs help, you can always contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And for more resources about resilience in the bush and how to get help when you need it, head to the Are You Bogged Mate website. That's areyouboggedmate.com.au. If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life, from the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.